Good morning, Rook Park. Stephanie speaking.
Hi, can I speak to someone from the Civic Centre Shopping Centre?
Which shopping centre, sorry?
It's number one. I'm probably not pronouncing it right, Civic.
Oh, it's Circa or?
Oh, sorry, yeah, CIRCAL retail.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be Circa. Yeah, I might be able to help you. I can try and point you in the right direction. What do you need assistance with?
Okay, so I've been trying to get in contact with someone now for a while. I'm a cleaner, and mm-hmm. me and my cleaners, we are hired privately from the doctor surgery.
Yeah.
Now, every night when we go to clean this place, everyone up there is lovely. We know everyone at the shops. We all get along. There was two boys or young men on push bikes. They've been mm-hmm. here now for about 3 or 4 months, just constantly threatening and harassing the cleaners, okay?
Okay,
so
yeah.
I've told them to ignore them. Now, this has kept going to the point that last Friday, one person was there and he looked about 17 to 19 on a bike. Mm-hmm. He waited for him to come into the car park, watched them, and started threatening them, and then followed him into the centre, threatened them again, and then sat outside mm-hmm. the food court just watching them. Now, he did this
yeah.
Monday, he did it Wednesday, and he did it Friday. Now, we've got to go back tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it, and I have to worry about the safety of my cleaners.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
What's the problem up here? Is there security? Like, what's the go?
I'm not on the management team for that particular site, but I do go there weekly myself. So I have heard reports about the guys on the bikes. When we do have someone on site, we do ask them to leave in terms of a centre management perspective. That's probably the most that we can do. In terms of on-site security, I'd have to revert to the team. So I might see if someone can give you a call back just to discuss if that's all right.
Yes, please, because one of them was hiding down in your bin room where we have to put the rubbish out.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Like, getting serious, and
yeah.
he had a knife on him Wednesday and was actually threatening that I had my two sons.
A knife, did he?
Yes, my sons were called up there. So
okay.
they were four grown men, and he still wanted to take them on.
And yeah,
I said
right.
I'm like, we can't take this kid on and lose my job because word of mouth, I've been in the business for over 12 years.
Yeah.
I can't lose it because of some stupid little thug. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Look, I would say if he's produced a weapon, so if he did have a knife, that's certainly a police matter. So if you wanted to go to, I think, Castle Hill Police Station is the correct one for Bella Vista, that's probably worth a call to the police, and they might be able to have just a patrol or a presence around. And I'll get
Castle
in touch
Hill
with the team and just see. Yeah, I would say Castle Hill Police. For that side of Windsor Road. So, yeah, it certainly if he's produced a weapon, that's absolutely a police matter. As for sort of an ongoing presence in the centre, I'll go to the team now. I'm just drafting an email here and just see what the provisions are and I'll ask that someone give you a call back. So what was your name, sorry?
So my name's Holly.
Holly.
Yes.
Yep, and your phone number, Holly?
0414.
0414.
705
884. I'll read that back to you. 0414 705 884.
Yes, and the other concerning
okay.
thing is, like, I'm just worried because it was four boys that got, like, who jumped out of the bin room. What if that was a
yeah.
lady or something?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's certainly good points that you've raised. So I'll forward across to the team. Do you remember what night it was that the boy had the knife?
That was Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Like, he didn't
yeah,
go
quite
holding it, but he just made a point of saying he had it, and I actually said that he'd probably full of shit.
Yeah.
But then I seen the handle in his hand in his pocket. And
yeah, okay.
I don't know whether he's on
yeah.
drugs or has mental issues, but
yeah,
bad
yeah. I'm not. I was actually at Circa on Wednesday, and we had someone sort of report that there was a boy going around with a phone, sort of making like pinging noises behind people to scare them. And when I went for a walk, I couldn't see him. But no, we've certainly had reports of sort of kids hanging around there being problematic, but I haven't heard of them with weapons before, so that's
yeah,
quite concerning to hear that.
And the other dangerous, really dangerous thing is on Wednesday night, he was, when the cleaners were trying to leave, he's on his push bike riding right next to the car, threatening them. And like they said, they nearly ran him over. Like,
yeah.
Not deliberate.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. No, that's thank you very much for letting us know. I'll pass that on to the team and I'll ask that they give you a call back.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Holly. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.